Podcast Ping proudly presents Beowulf, from the translation by Francis Guimer, as read by Patrick McNamara. 2. 24th to find it follow night, that haughty house and heed wherever the ringdanes out revelled to rest had gone. Found within it the aethling band asleep after feasting and fearless of sorrow of human hardship. Unhallowed wight, grim and greedy, he grasped bedtimes, wrathful, reckless from resting places, 30 of the thanes, and thence he rushed, fain of his fell spoil, faring homeward, laden with slaughter, his lair to seek. And then at the dawning, as day was breaking, the might of Grendel to men was known. Then after wassail was wail uplifted, loud moan in the morn, the mighty chief, aethling excellent, unblithe sat, labored in woe for the loss of his thanes, when once had been traced the trail of a fiend, spirit accursed, too cruel that sorrow, too long, too loathsome. Not late in respite, with night returning, anew began ruthless murder. He recked no whit, firm in his guilt of the feuding crime. They were easy to find who elsewhere sought in room remote their rest at night. Bed in the bowers, when that bell was shown, was seen in sooth, with surest token, the hall thanes' hate. Such held themselves far and fast who the fiend outran. Thus ruled unrighteous, and raged his fill once against all, until empty stood that lordly building, and long it bode so. 12 years tied the trouble he bore, sovereign of Scyldings, sorrow in plenty, boundless cares. There came unhidden tidings true to the tribes of men, in sorrowful songs, how ceaseless Grendel harassed Hrothgar. What hate bore him, what murder and massacre many a year, feud unfading, refused consent to deal with any of Daneland's earls, make pact of peace or compound for gold. Still less did the wise men ween to get great fee for the feud from his fiendish hands, but the evil one ambushed old and young, death's shadow stark, and dodged them still, lured or lurked in the livelong night of misty moorlands, many men say not, where the haunts of these hell ruins be. Such heaplings of horror the hater of men, loudly roamer, wrought unceasing, harassing heavily, o'er Heorot he lorded gold-bright halls in gloomy nights, and ne'er could the prince approach his throne. 'Twas judgment of God, or have joy in his hall. Sore was the sorrow to Scylding's friends, heart-rending misery. Many nobles sat assembled, and searched out counsel how it were best for bold-hearted men against harassing terror to try their hand. Whiles they vowed in their heathen fanes, altar offerings asked with words, that the slayer of souls would succor give them for the pain of their people. Their practice this, their heathen hope, 'twas hell they thought of in the mood of their mind. Almighty they knew not, doomsmen of deeds and dreadful lord, nor heaven's helmet heeded they ever, wielder of wonder. Woe for that man who in harm and hatred hails his soul to fiery embraces, nor favor nor change awaits his ever, but well for him that after death day may draw to his lord, and friendship finds in the father's arms. Podcast Ping can be found at podcastping.blogspot.com. If you have any questions or comments, you can contact me at writerpatrick@netzero.net. You can also check out my webpage at www.geocities.com/writerpatrick. Thank you for listening.